defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
America. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Tuesday, November 15th, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. 469 students and professors wrote a letter to the president of the University of Virginia asking her to please not quote Thomas Jefferson in any of her correspondence to them from now on. This is following a letter she sent out campus-wide the day following the election asking for peace and unity among the student body and the faculty. The UVA students argue that Thomas Jefferson was a slave owner and should not be revered. Oh, by the way, Thomas Jefferson, well, he founded the University of Virginia in 1819. All right, let's get to today's big headlines. First, New Hampshire has finally declared a winner in the November 8th contest. While we still await the official word on Michigan, the heartbroken supporters of Hillary Clinton are flocking to change.org to sign a petition demanding that electors not vote for Donald Trump on December 19th. Some are even calling for the complete abolition of the Electoral College in the interest of educating these simpletons. We'll separate some fact from fiction and go over the reality of any of this actually ever happening. Also, the UN has fired their first shots across the bow of the USS Donald Trump, warning him that the Paris climate deal is permanent and cannot be reversed. We'll see about that. And while the ill-informed millennials continue to protest, more acts of violence are being blamed on racist Trump supporters. We'll talk about a few of these quote-unquote news stories that have gone viral, even though law enforcement has completely debunked them. All that plus mayors from across the country vowing to not enforce any new immigration laws put forth by President-elect Trump. The House gets set to renominate Speaker Paul Ryan. And who is in the running for the most high-profile cabinet seats and who pulled their hat out of the ring? We have a lot to get to on today's show, but first let's kick the thing off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We've got a big show today, guys. You don't want to miss any of it. And you got to check out rhinoreport.com. Rhinoreport.com. Check out the new articles. Two brand new articles up yesterday. They're nice and new, barely used. Also, new Rhino rants are there. You can check out those, some new videos, and you can sign up for the newsletter there. All sorts of fun stuff in addition to following me on Twitter. That's always fun. Always fun to follow me on Twitter at Rhino on Air, at Rhino RYNO on Air. Or check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/The Rhino Report. You can like us, poke us, do whatever you want to do there. And you can always email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. You're going to want to buckle up. We have a lot to get to today, guys. Hang in there.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call Smart Fares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. We're locked, we're loaded, ready to go. Big shout-out to Red Nation Rising Radio, streaming talkradio.com and klrnradio.com. They all carry the show in addition to crntalk.com, and you can download the CRN app, and we're there every day at 2 p.m. Eastern on CRN Channel 1. You can get that from your iTunes or Google Play Store, whatever you prefer, as long as you're Samsung phone or whatever it is hasn't exploded yet, you can download that app. And we're there. Or go to rhinoreport.com. Rhinoreport.com. You can click on the Listen tab and you can plug in your zip code and see just where you can listen to us. In addition to the places I already mentioned. How cool is that? Big happenings. Big happenings here at the Rhino Report. We have our new writer, Ruby. Ruby Camerato, as I said. Another Italian. Finally. Finally around here. I was the only one for a while. Well, I think we're back. I think we're back. A little problem. No big deal. No big deal. It's raining here. It's windy here. It's all sorts of stuff here. So that's what happens. Sometimes the signal goes out. But that's okay. It wasn't an alien attack on a satellite or anything like that. So that's good news. So let's get right to it. New Hampshire, the big winner in New Hampshire, Hillary Clinton. She takes home the 4 electoral votes by a margin of 2,700. That is less than 1% of the 732,000 ballots that were cast out of the Granite State. I'm a little disappointed. Well, first off, Donald Trump is not going to demand a recount here. They're letting this one go. I mean, and why not? Why not? You got Wisconsin. You'll probably get Michigan. We'll talk about that in a second. So he has the 290. No big deal there. Michigan still notwithstanding. But I am a little disappointed in the folks in the live free or die state. They chose die. They chose die. And that's a little upsetting to me that they would do that. I think if Trump were to have a recount here, I think he'd probably come back the winner. I'm just going to. You start getting all the absentees and everything else. I think he probably comes back the winner. But listen, Michigan's kind of the one we're all waiting for right now. It's official regardless. He has the 290 regardless. But Michigan is one of those states that now, even if he wins it, he's going to have to prove that or show the people of Michigan that they did the right thing. Regardless, it's a swing state. From now on or until the next 2 or 3 elections, it's a swing state. But he's going to have to make a real concerted effort to bring back companies, bring back jobs, whether it's manufacturer or tech jobs or whatever it is. He's going to make sure that's advantageous for them to do business in Michigan. Because those voters, listen, most of them voted against the better wishes of their unions. And there will be, you know, who knows how these unions operate, some of them. The BAs, the union bosses, they're all pushing Hillary big time. Push, push, push Hillary. Raise the minimum wage. Dues goes up. They make a lot of money. Everyone's unionized. Burger flippers, fast food workers, whatever it is, they're all unionized. That's why they all wanted Hillary. But the workers said no. The workers said, we just can't do this anymore. You know, because there is that, maybe it's a sheet metal guy. Or maybe it's a steam fitter apprentice, or maybe it's an iron worker, or a mason, or a carpenter, or a plumber, or electrician out there that's going to school, whether they finished high school, went to college, but they got to go to union school, trade school. Some are 3 years, some are 5 years, some are 7 years. That's a long time, and they have to work all day, go to school all night, and a lot of times they don't make $15 an hour. So these workers had a really big problem with paying other people who do much less work, comparatively, the same rate. And I think that's where a lot of this went wrong. Even though Donald Trump, as a businessman, builds most of his stuff non-union, some places he can, but most of it's non-union. And that was the big battle cry from the unions. You can't vote Trump. He builds non-union. But it didn't matter. Because these people who work their butts off, and they go in at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they finish at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then they go to school until 10 o'clock at night, they did not want to make less money than somebody who says, do you want fries with that? And that was a big determining factor in some of these Rust Belt states. Also, bringing the jobs back, lowering the corporate tax. But listen, these state governments, they're going to have to comply here too. They're going to have to make it advantageous for companies to return. Because they might not go to Michigan. They might go to Indiana. They might go to Texas. They might go to Florida, Delaware. Places that have very friendly tax codes. So on the state level, if the state level legislatures are run by Republicans, they're going to have to somehow get in sync, get in lockstep with Donald Trump and his tax plan. So that these companies do come back to Michigan. They do come back to Wisconsin, Western Pennsylvania, Northern and Eastern Ohio. So that's going to fall on state governments. Will John Kasich play ball in Ohio? Probably not. He hasn't played ball to this point. Big government guy. Liberal and Republican clothing, if there is even such a thing anymore. So, we await Michigan. You had the Detroit Free Press. They called Michigan, I think it was like 18 seconds after the polls closed. Oh, Hillary wins Michigan. Let's all go to bed. It's all over. That's what they wanted to do. Fox wouldn't call it. The AP wouldn't call it. NBC, ABC, CBS, nobody. Nobody calls it. And now we're waiting on the AP to give the official word. I guess what the AP says, I guess that's the holy grail. I never consider the Associated Press the end-all and be-all. But we're waiting on the AP, and it looks like it's going to go Trump. Regardless, the blue wall took a severe hit. Whether Trump winds up winning Michigan or not, big hit to the blue wall. I mean, Wisconsin, no one saw that coming. Nobody saw that coming. Maybe the internals, but I certainly didn't. That was a big surprise to a lot of us. And now you have this issue of there were potentially somewhere in the order of 3 million illegal immigrants that cast ballots. And that was all probably because the president said it was okay. He goes on a YouTube channel and he says, hey guys, no worries. You vote, you're an American. Well, that's an easy process. There's no naturalization. There's no history tests. There's no nothing. You vote and you're an American? Why not? So they went out and voted. He said, no one's going to hunt you down. No one's going to split up your family. No one's going to come find you. Just go vote. Because you want to be an American, right? Well, 3 million of them went out and voted. And they'll be pulling some of these votes back probably. And who knows? Donald Trump, he may wind up with the popular vote too. But it's not stopping some of the snowflakes. They're flocking to this change.org. They got 4 million signatures. They want the electors to go a different route on December 19th. But what route would they go? It will not lead to Hillary Clinton. That much I can tell you. We'll talk about that when we get back, plus the importance of the Electoral College or something like that. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. No technical difficulties this segment, I promise. I try to promise. Anyway, all right, so the liberals, they're marching around. They got their diapers on, their safety pins, whatever this stuff is. I don't know. They're not getting a whole lot of attention anymore, and they really shouldn't. Even the president has said, listen, guys, grow up. You know, I'll always support somebody's right to protest peacefully. I will never, ever infringe upon that right. However, there are certain things that go along with that right. See, our Constitution is a framework. It gets fleshed out. Not everything in there is letter of the law. You have to write laws that coincide with what the Constitution says. And laws in these cities, they require permits. And there's no permit you can get to destroy private property or public property or hurt anybody. Those permits don't exist, not even in sanctuary cities. Go figure. So they're flocking to this change.org, and they got, I don't know, 3 million, 4 million signatures. They want the electors. Don't vote Trump. Vote your conscience. Didn't we hear that? Didn't we hear that from Ted Cruz? Vote your conscience. They're calling them. They got a couple people here. Moral electors. Moral electors, listen, this is never going to happen. Not in a million years. The Electoral College was a very intricate, well-thought-out, highly debated part of the Constitution. And not only that, it's the longest section in the Constitution, longer than anything else. It's the one thing that's really, really drawn out for you. How this is how it has to get done to ensure a fair democratic election. But what's going to happen? Let's just spitball this for a second. Let's say the electors, these people get to them. The millennials, the diaper wearers, they get to them. And they say, no, we can't vote for Donald Trump. What should we do? We don't want to make the millennials mad. When you make them mad, they destroy things. They throw temper tantrums. So they don't vote for Trump. Guess what, guys? They're not voting for Hillary. They would never in a million years vote for the candidate who lost. That would create what we call a civil war. That's what would happen. That would be the end result of that happening. So they'd have to pick somebody from the winning party. Huh? President Romney? He had his chance. It's never going to happen. Sign the petition. You think it's going to do something. Maybe you get extra credit for your political science class at Vassar College. Do whatever you got to do. It's not going to change anything. You know what changes things? 4 years from now, you get to do this again. And you get to go vote this time. You guys who are all amped up to vote for Obama. Love Obama. go out and vote for them. The colleges are driving home to go vote. They got busloads of people. No one did that for Hillary. And most of these supporters we're now seeing were protesters. They didn't even vote to begin with. I think it was out of Portland, Oregon. Something like 70% of those arrested didn't even vote. They're anarchists. You know, I guess there was a lot of thought that went into the Electoral College. Let's just say, you want a true democracy? You want to say that because Hillary Clinton won the popular vote as of right now, I don't think that will stand, but let's just say it does. And you go to a true democracy where we just vote and it's a popular vote, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have 15 candidates run for president, and the winner is going to have 15% of the electorate. That sounds a whole hell of a lot worse to me, because nothing will stop them. You need the college. See, James Wilson of Pennsylvania, at the Constitutional Convention, he wanted just a national vote. And then you had Roger Sherman of Connecticut. And Roger Sherman said, you know what? That's not going to work. We're a republic, right? So let's have the Congress vote for a president. And they couldn't agree. They couldn't agree. It was going back and forth and back and forth. Meanwhile, James Madison is trying to sketch out what he thinks might be a good idea. Let's weight each state according with their population, with their congressional representation, and then give that number of votes, and then give it to a college, an intermediary, to then cast those votes. Again, it's a republic. I don't love the idea of electors, but I get why it's there. And you have those who say, oh, the Electoral College, it's pro-slavery. Well, that's an asinine argument, and I'll tell you why. Because under the Three-Fifths Compromise, they would have had less representation. The Southern slave owners actually wanted a 5/5. They wanted them to count because they would have had more representation, and then they would have had more people in Congress. That was one of the main reasons why after Abraham Lincoln won in 1860 with like 39% of the vote, that state started saying, see you later. The Electoral College has to stay, or some version thereof. There's no argument you can give me to say, you know what? We have to have a straight democracy, a true democracy where we vote on everything. It'll never, ever work. These candidates will never leave the cities. They'll campaign in Chicago, New York, LA, and Texas. That'll be it. That will be it. And the rest of us, you know what they think about you already. All right, we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call Smart Fares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey folks, this is Rick Robinson. I'm the host of America Off the Rails, and I have a new home. It's CRN Channel 1, right here on CRNTalk.com. I'm inviting you to join me there every Saturday and Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to talk news, events, craziness of the day, and just get to know each other and have a really good time. So I do invite you to come hang out with me. That is, again, every Saturday and Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRNTalk.com, CRN Channel 1. I'll see you soon.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about the Electoral College and why some version of it has to stay. Whether it's my idea of going by congressional district and then the winner of the popular vote in each state get the two extra senator votes, and again, staying with you need 270 to win, or we just keep it as is. I mean, those are the only two real options that a constitutional republic, representative republic, would have. A true democracy, it never works. A simple vote for simple people, it would never work. You would have so many people on each side running that the winner would only have, you'd have the winner get 15, 18% of the popular vote, and that'd be it. That'd be it. That's why, what's his name in Utah? What's Egg McMuffin? What's that guy's name who ran in Utah? He never stood a chance. Because had he won Utah, there's no way on God's green earth these electors would make him president. They thought they would. They won't. They won't do it. Listen, these diaper wearers, the safety pinners, they got caught a little flat-footed. They got caught on their heels. You know, they got caught picking the worms in the outfield at the Little League game, and the ball got hit to them. They thought they were going to win. Mainstream media did a terrible job of preparing them for a loss, whether that was by design or mainstream media is just that bad now, and we'll talk about that in a minute, because some of these stories coming out in media about these evil Trump supporters, evil criminals beating people up. Media is getting these stories from social media. That's where they're getting them. It's getting ridiculous. So the Electoral College, or some derivation of, is staying. It's staying. These people can rant and rave and, I don't know, sing kumbaya, whatever they're doing in the streets. They can keep doing that. Sign the petition, throw it in the garbage. That's where it's going to go anyway. Hillary, she refuses to blame herself for what happened. Not her fault. It's James Comey's fault. We talked about this a little bit at the end of yesterday's show. She blames James Comey. Hero, back to zero, back to hero, back to zero. Is that where we're at now? Something in that area? he releases the letter 11 days before. They count the emails. 5 days later, she's fine. It's all his fault. It wasn't her fault. It wasn't, you know, the unsecured server or, you know, deleting emails, compromising national security, ignoring warnings from people. Nah, it wasn't her. It wasn't her. We all made her do this, right? The government made her set this server up, made her erase stuff. They don't take responsibility. They don't take it. She won't take it. She lost. Nobody could trust her. It's not James Comey's fault. He's doing his job. And whether I like what he did or didn't like what he did, it's regardless. It doesn't matter. He did what he had to do. And the Democrats nominated somebody they knew was under investigation. She convinced them all that it was a security inquiry. That's what she convinced them all of. Whether it be the delegates in the primaries or the population or mainstream media or her big donors, she convinced them all it was just a security inquiry. You know, they're all kind of mad. These donors, they're mad. They're not getting anything now. The Clinton Foundation might as well fold up shop, move somewhere else. I bet they were mad, too, when James Comey came out and said, I think it was in June or May, whatever it was, that we don't do security inquiries, we do investigations. We're the Federal Bureau of Investigations. I think that's when some of them started to see the writing on the wall. But she still got money. But they ran a terrible, terrible campaign. They spent more money on ads in Utah and Arizona and Nebraska than they did in Michigan and Wisconsin. They were getting cocky. They thought they had this. They were going to steal a district in Nebraska. They were going to steal Arizona, steal Utah. That's where they spent their money. Then they had this this text messaging, get out the vote. They were text messaging people to go vote. Well, 30% of everyone who responded to the text message, and this is from the Democrats, they're voting for Trump. 30%. They ran a terrible campaign. That and you put that with the Obamacare implosion. You put it with the Clinton Foundation. People's just overwhelming desire to change the course of our country. And that all adds up to a big loss, a big zero. The only zero to come out of this, not James Comey, Hillary Clinton. She's the only zero. But she's going to blame everybody but herself. Wasn't her. It wasn't, you know, and their reports that they were popping the champagne on the plane, like, I guess just a couple hours, whatever, before the polls were closing. They're popping champagne, giving the hugs, congratulating each other. Better cork that bottle. You know what they say, don't count your chickens before they hatch. Yeah, well, typical. She'll be back again. She'll probably run in 4 years again. You know, they would have been better off with Bernie. I mean, to be honest with you, they probably would have been better off with him. Whether or not he would have had that broad appeal once his tax plan got out. Oh, we're going to raise, you know, taxes in the top 40%. We're going to make their tax bracket 90%. See ya. I wouldn't stay. You're not going to tax me at 90%. See, that's the whole thing about how we live here, is we're all equal, right? We're all created equal. But then some of us just have this unrelenting desire to make more money and to do better and to work harder. So economically, we're not all equal. And that's fine, and I'm okay saying that. That doesn't bother me. I don't care about backlash. That's just the way it is. You know, if I didn't want to chance my livelihood, I would go work a 9-to-5. I'd get my 3 weeks vacation a year, my 9 holidays. I might get Christmas Eve off if I put in for it. But no, I chose to start my own business, build my business, not take a paycheck for a long time, so that I can take a paycheck now. And then I just started to, you know, decide I'm going to go on the radio and try something with that. I'm taking chances. And whether I'm rewarded or not, that's up to me. I determine my reward. So while we're all created equal, economically, we're really not. And that would have hit home for a lot of people with Bernie Sanders. You have people out there who make $200,000 a year. It's a good salary. Some are okay with paying a high tax rate. They feel it's their way of giving back. See, taxes shouldn't be a donation. They think that's what it is. And then there's some people who just don't want to do it. And they shouldn't have to. Listen, most of us are taxed way too much as it is. Way too much. Business tax here in New York, it's almost 50%. Thank God Donald Trump won. Get this down to 15% plus a little bit on top for the state, that's fine. Now we can grow. We can give people opportunities that we wish we had earlier. All right, when we come back, we'll finish up with this, and we'll talk about who might be entering Donald Trump's kitchen cabinet and who maybe not. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. You know, we're talking about the snowflake, the protesting. They don't like the outcome, and they got petitions going. And then they're saying that the Donald Trump supporters were going around beating people up. Yeah, that's what they're saying. And lots of news stories. You have one here from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You had one Muslim woman say that there was a guy wearing a Trump hat. Trump hat. Two white men, actually. And they ripped her hijab off her. They stole her wallet. They called her bad names. They said bad things about her. CNN reported it. The ACLU put out a statement. The ACLU of Louisiana is outraged at the news of a young Muslim woman being assaulted and robbed of her hijab in Lafayette yesterday morning. The report that her attackers also shouted slurs and wore Donald Trump clothing is especially troubling in light of Mr. Trump's frequent use of anti-Muslim rhetoric on the campaign trail. That's from the ACLU. You know, they're right on top of things. Well, here, guess what? They were wrong. Yeah, the police investigated, and she fessed up. Never happened. Never happened. Then you got people out there saying that there's 10 suicides a day from transgender teens. 10 a day, they're killing themselves, jumping off of cliffs. Maybe they're taking selfies in Panama. Who knows how it's happening, but there's 10 a day. And then it got reported by Out Magazine that people are killing themselves and because they're triggered. They're triggered that Donald Trump won and he hates gays. In fact, two of them may be in his cabinet, but we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, guess what? Wrong again. They got that for social media. Totally unfounded. Totally unfounded. Crazy stuff. Yeah, I mean, we talked about this school in Michigan a couple days ago, this Royal Oaks. The kids are chanting Trump, 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 and build a wall, and the parents are going nuts. They're going nuts. They got the police there. These kids can't say that. You know, they're all for these Democrats. It's really funny. They're all for a speech when they can march around in groups without permits and destroy property. That's all well and good. Mayors turn the other cheek. But here you have kids expressing free speech, and they can't do it. The cops get called. These are 11-year-old kids. What are you calling the cops for? They're 11. What are they going to do? It's crazy. Craziness. And now you have these mayors. You got Big Bird, Bill de Blasio. You got Rahm Emanuel. You got Ed Murray of Seattle. You got this Jorge Elorza of Providence, Rhode Island. Ras Baraka of Newark, saying that they're not going to enforce any of these new... See, you wonder where these protesters get this from, because Democrats, they want to act like parents, right? They want to act like the school's in charge, the government's in charge, we'll raise your kids, it takes a village, the whole thing, and this is what happens. They set a bad example. Now you have mayors of major cities in this country saying they're not going to enforce any new immigration laws. They're going to remain sanctuary cities. Well, guess what? This is what's going to happen. These cities, they don't have to deport anybody. They do not have to follow federal regulation with that. But they cannot deny information about status. So if ICE says, listen, Mr. Big Bird Bill de Blasio, if you would like to, please give us, because we need it, the information on all of the illegal citizens and criminals in New York City. They cannot say no. They have to at least give them that. It's up to ICE to do whatever they want with it. And New York City will not have to deport anybody. They don't have to do that. But they have to at least give up status information. And de Blasio has said he's going to delete it or scrub it. Maybe he'll use bleach bit. I'm sure he knows where to find it to get rid of it. Well, that, my friends, is called obstruction. And he's destroying government property and, you know, the whole thing. We just saw it. We spent 15 months talking about this. He saw it. You can literally see Chappaqua from New York City. He saw this thing unfolding in front of him, and he's going to do it anyway. But this is where these protesters get it from. Because these mayors, they're like their daddies. They just, look, watch what we do. They're bad examples. Rahm Emanuel is a bad example. Bill de Blasio is a bad example. Ed Murray is a bad example. And that Garcetti guy out in L.A., terrible example. Terrible. They're not going to listen. Well, guess what? You're going to face obstruction charges. Because if the federal government requires you to hand over information, that's like saying the IRS says to you, you know what? Your taxes, we got to audit you. So we need to see your receipts. We have to see your banking statements. And you say, nope, you can't do that. They just can't come arrest you. But they can ask for it first. And then you got to figure out a payment plan, or you get one of these tax lawyers involved. But if they request information, that's the one thing the federal government can do, is they can request information. And if these mayors are not going to listen when they're spoken to, that's a big problem. And that's where the protesters are getting it from their mayors. They think it's okay. Well, guess what? The mayor of New York City, he's got better lawyers than someone protesting out in Oregon. You can't do what he does. You can't do it. If he's even the mayor for much longer, He's got this Preparara guy out of the U.S. Attorney's Office looking into him, looking into Andrew Cuomo, all these people. They're all crooked. They're all corrupt. It's no surprise that they won't want to listen. All right. So, you know, I want to talk about this climate change stuff. And the U.N. is saying that we have to respect it. The Paris Climate Treaty. You can't get out of it. It's irreversible. And we'll talk about this tomorrow, because I have a lot to say on climate change, believe it or not. And I don't want to skimp it today. So we're going to do that tomorrow. But guess what? I'm going to give you a little teaser. It is reversible. And it's very simple how it's reversible. This is how. Guess what? I'm going to do it right now. Mr. Ban Ki-moon, Mr. Francois Hollande, we're out. We're done. We're not doing it. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to dig, baby, dig. And then we're going to frack, baby, frack. That's what we're going to do. And you can take your windmills and all that other stuff and put them over there in the Netherlands and whatever you're going to do with them. We're out. That's how simple it is. We're done. We don't listen to the UN. The UN does not tell us what to do. They tell Obama what to do. But guess what? Obama ain't in charge no more. Ain't in charge no more. All right, we'll be back with the final wrap-up when we come back. Hang in there, guys.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember, Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley, at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to this final segment of today's Rhino Report. Going back to these sanctuary cities just for a minute, you know, there are some people out there and they say, listen, you can't get rid of anybody, they all got to stay, right? And Donald Trump is saying, no, 2 or 3 million that are here illegally that have also committed crimes while they're here, they got to go. And I think there's a large portion of the population that does agree with that. But then there are those who say, nope, they all got to stay. In fact, they got to vote. That's what they want. They got to vote, but they got to stay. And they say, because you can't break families up. That's the reasoning, all right? That's out there. You can't break families up. That's not what we're about. Well, listen, it happens every day. Every single day, families are broken up. You know why? Because people go to prison. When you get in trouble, and you get convicted, and you get sentenced, you go to prison. Guess who doesn't go with you? Unless you're, you know, the Gottis. Your family. They don't go with you. We break families up all the time. When you commit a crime, that's part of your punishment, is being taken from your family for a certain period of time. That's the argument against that. I get it. It seems unsavory. They're going to tug at the heartstrings. I know what they're doing. I think we all know what they're doing. But it happens all the time. Bottom line, if you didn't go through the process, if you're not here legally, and if you committed a crime after doing all that, on top of that initial crime, you committed another crime. That's it. That's it. People come here illegally. They work. You know, they kind of stay in the shadows. They make some money. They want to go through the process, but it's kind of expensive. That's fine. We'll figure out a path for them. Everybody calm down. There'll be a path for them to get in here. We don't turn people away. The problem is, If someone comes into your house at night, starts eating your food, sleeping in your bed, you tell them to get out. You didn't invite them in. If it's your in-laws, maybe you get in trouble. But they should have their own place. They shouldn't be in your place. All right, let's get to, really quickly, Donald Trump's cabinet. Lots of rumors. Lots of rumors. Laura Ingraham, maybe, for a press secretary. I thought Greta would be a great press secretary. Laura Ingraham's on the short list, along with Jason Miller, who's the transition team's spokesperson. Sean Spicer, of course, the director of communications for the RNC. He's on the short list there. Let's see, if Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, and they're looking at Huckabee and Gingrich, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. And we heard yesterday, Rudy doesn't want to be the AG. He wants to be the Secretary of State. Don't get me wrong. I love Rudy. Rudy will always be my mayor. No matter where I live, no matter how old I am, he'll always be my mayor. But his foreign policy experience is a little light. I understand he has the private company in security and he works with governments across the world, but it's different than working government to government than when you're, you know, I don't know. I mean, from what we're hearing, if he wants it, it's his. I thought Newt Gingrich, apparently Newt does not want to be in the cabinet. He wants to be an advisor, but we know that Stephen Bannon's already some kind of senior advisor, and you have Reince Priebus as the chief of staff. He'll be advising in some capacity and really paving that highway between Congress and the White House. That's really what Reince Priebus is for. So, you know, if Rudy wants it, I guess it's Rudy or Bolton. Bolton. Not Michael Bolton. Not the singer. John Bolton. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. He's apparently in the running, too. He doesn't want to talk about it. Mum's the word on that one. And what's his name here? Ben Carson. Dr. Ben Carson, he's out. Doesn't want anything. Does not want a cabinet position. He was being considered for, Health and Human Services, Department of Education, stuff like that. Maybe he wants to be an advisor, too. I guess being an advisor is the way to go. Being an advisor. So we'll see what happens with good old Rudy. I'm sure we'll hear by tomorrow, if not Thursday. Guys, hope you had fun today. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. A big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please keep it up. Please, please, please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.